Alright, I'm inside the Baraka and with me is Mahe. Hello, Mahe.
Hello.
And how many horses do we have here and when did you begin the journey?
The horses at Baraka started in 2010 in June and we now have 13 horses, 5 being horses and 8 ponies.
Horses and 8 ponies.
Yes.
And in 2010 it were how many number?
It were 2 horses and 3 ponies.
So it grew to a large number of ponies and horses.
Yes.
Do we have classes given to the kids here?
We have classes every afternoon from 3:30 till 5. Mostly we're full with our students, but on some days we can still accommodate new people.
And these new people would be from Oroville?
From Oroville. From Oroville. The classes are for children of Oroville, mostly.
What age would they be?
From about 6 or 7 till 18.
Till 18.
Yeah, or longer if they continue.
Okay. And for a kid of about 5 years old, is it good for them to hop onto ponies or straight onto horses?
It's possible for a 5-year-old to go horse riding. It's not really a problem. But our classes are often too long, so the child gets tired or loses concentration.
How long is the class?
About 45 minutes to 1 hour of riding.
45 minutes to 1 hour. About riding?
Of riding. There's about 10 minutes of cleaning the horse first, then about 45 minutes of riding, and then another 10-15 minutes to prepare the food and give the food to the horses.
So this is all what the student learns at the school.
Yeah.
And do you want people from outside to come to this farm and learn horse riding?
Not during the afternoon hours, no.
Not during the afternoon? And
no.
When would it be possible?
People from outside are welcome to contact us for an appointment. And generally, we offer classes for them in the mornings.
Mornings?
Morning hours.
Is there any website on which people can look on to the classes given?
No,
for
not
any
really.
Novice?
No, the
there
best way
dogs
is...
as well.
The best way is to contact us. We have posters pretty much all over Oroville. At least we try to renew them. Small black and white posters with a unicorn with a fairy sitting on it. And the best
what
is
fairy?
To come
okay.
to come by. It's a tiny little fairy.
Okay. And how do you see this farm growing in 5 years or 7 years down the line?
Since I don't it started see it from 2010? Growing really. It's at its maximum size of horses. The
okay.
only way I see it growing is in the level and commitment of students.
And are they committed? And I hope they are committed and they do a wonderful job out here.
We have a lot of committed students.
Because
we
have good
students.
Instructors like you as well.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Alright, I'm outside Baraka and this is a horse farm and with me is Akhilesh and hello.
Same to you.
So, when did you start this farm?
2010.
2010 and it's been 7 years. And how many horses are there?
13 at the moment.
And when you started, how many horses were there?
I don't even remember, but a couple, maybe 3-4. I think with 4 we started, yeah.
So from 4 it has grown to 13 right now.
Yeah.
And it has been a tremendous increase. So all these horses are from India or you... How do you get these horses?
All these horses are not only from India, they are from Oroville. I simply collect them.
From a particular place?
From whoever offered them to me.
Offer them to you?
Yes. I never buy a horse, I never sell a horse.
You never buy, never sell.
No.
That's a very good principle. What we follow.
I don't know, but it's my principle, even if it's bad.
No, that's a very good one. And, okay, so what do we do here?
We talk.
We talk, and apart from horsing around?
What do you mean, generally in this
in general,
place or with the horses?
In Oroville, in this farm, Are we learning horse riding?
Yeah, actually it's a place for children mainly. And it's part of the educational system of Auroville or the sports program. So children can choose what they want to do, go to Deha Shakti where the normal sports activities are, go swimming or do other things, also can do horse riding if they want. That's what it's made for.
So if one has to come here for horse riding, one comes here?
Yeah. One comes for horse riding, then the children, of course, most of them in the morning go to school, hopefully, or actually I don't care personally, and in the afternoon when school is over, they come here. It's not only about learning horse riding, it's about learning to care for the horse, everything around the horse, no? Feeding, brushing, tending to the horses, learning a bit about diseases and how to treat those. Learning how to trim the hoofs of the horses and this kind of thing. Everything.
So horses and humans, they share a very deep understanding between each other.
Not always. But,
not always? Is it difficult?
No. It's for some people it's more difficult than others. It's like learning another language. Some people learn it easily, some people don't. And it's not the horses that are supposed to learn our language. It's our task to learn their language.
So tell me something which I'm very curious about. When we are on the top of the horse, I've heard that it's you who is controlling the horse, or where you are going, the horse leads you there.
It should be that way, yeah? That the horse is going where you are going, otherwise you're a bit in trouble, no? And you may not arrive where you want to arrive.
All right, I'm outside Deha Shakti, and with me is Priyam from Auroville. So this is a horse club, and how many horses do you have, Priyam?
We have 9 horses with a donkey.
9 horses and a donkey.
So 7 ponies and 3 horses.
All right, and how old are they? Different ages?
Yes, we have from the oldest to the youngest. So the oldest would be 26, and the youngest would be 3 years old.
All right. And how long does it take for you to train a horse? Let's suppose, what is the age of this horse which is just running by? And what is the name of this horse?
Well, it depends on the horse, of course, and how many hours you spend with the horse. But my horse here, called Jansi, right now, she is about 10 years old. And for me, the journey with her was quite challenging, because I was only, I think, 12 or 11 when I got her, first got her. So I myself was not much experienced with horses. And I used to go to a farm called Pony Farm, so whatever I learned from there, I kind of made a mixture of my own method, or like there are different methods in teaching horses, or a lot of people follow different kind of horsemanship and etc.
But what is the best method, what you have found till date, which is devised by your own self?
Frankly,
which is not
honestly,
there on the website, or which is not there by any of the professionals which you would see around. Is there a method which you have come up with?
Not really, because I believe that with every individual horse and their personality, you need to behave in a certain way. Just like with human beings, with kids, you cannot just impose a certain method, because they all take their own time to like work with certain information, or to even kind of.
So is it that every horse has to go around? You treat every horse differently when you have to treat.
According to their personality, you know, some horses don't like the way I treat them with the other horses, or it really depends. But like, yeah, I don't follow one kind of method. I do just like a mixture and experiment, and I'm still learning also with them. So it's just with experience, I keep growing with them, and together we just we just manage to somehow communicate, and it's all about communication at the end, really.
That's nice. And what's your vision? What would you want to see your farm in, let's suppose, 5 years down the line? And what would you expect from this farm? You want more horses? You want more people to come around here?
Yes, definitely more people, because I think that's lacking, people and horses. Slowly, horses are not really important anymore as they used to be in the human life before. I mean,
so horses and humans, they play a major role with each other?
Yes, I think so, yeah. Because they really do help us grow as a person in a better way, because they are somehow a reflection. The way we behave with them, they kind of mirror us. So you get to know a lot about yourself. And that's what that's how I also rolled with them, just getting to know myself, you know? Like, yeah.
All right. And thank you so much, Priyam.
It's my pleasure.